Dana with the Big Time with Whitney Allen, and I have Jody,
oh God.
Jessica, Cody.
Jessica hates it.
Oh, do you hate it?
I've gotten used to it now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I had to. Right.
If you had to pick one, though, would it be Jody or, like, what would be Jessica?
She just wanted to be Jess and Cody.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cute, too.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's too late now.
Yeah, Jody is forever in everyone's minds. America's favorite player. Do you love it? Jessica was a great advocate, though. She promoted every day. I follow her and everything. She was great at it. But how does that make you feel? Like, did you ever think that you would be America's favorite player?
Not at all.
Why?
I don't know. Why would anybody like me?
Jessica, you got to, unfortunately, go home before Cody. How was it watching that last week that Cody was in, you know, people still attacking him, and you weren't able to be there to defend him?
I was in a really bad shape, to be honest. That week, knowing that I left him in the house and seeing, I was super glued to live feeds.
Right.
Did not step away from my computer, didn't leave my apartment. Seeing everything that was said behind closed doors, hearing people talk about his daughter, about his service.
Oh my God, that.
Everything made me so sick to my stomach. I wasn't eating, I wasn't sleeping, I was miserable. And it was, his family felt the same way.
Right.
It's hard to watch. People don't understand that it affects our families.
Yeah.
Just as much. And it was really hard to watch, and it wasn't until he actually got evicted that I felt like I could actually.
Right. And do you think there needs to be some sort of line? Because at the end of the day, some players say, oh, you know, well, it was a game, it doesn't matter. But when you attack someone's military service, which, thank you for your service, by the way.
Shit.
When you attack someone's military service, their family, I mean, I'm sure you've read the comment Jason made about Kevin's wife.
Does Kevin know about it?
I don't know. I'm too scared to bring it up.
Jason told me about it.
I will, yeah. I don't think I'll bring it up to him. Definitely Jason. But where is there a line? Where do you say, okay, it's not game anymore, it's too personal for both of you? Yeah.
That's what it was the whole time for us. It was personal.
I mean,
we were on the bottom getting like kicked while we were down. Like,
right. Yeah.
And it's not CBS's fault. It's just have morals as a
human
being.
Yeah, exactly. As a house guest.
It's not CBS's job to monitor how human beings act. Maybe just have some compassion.
Right.
It is what it is. I mean, it's because it put me and Jess at the bottom together and we grew closer. So I don't regret how anything went down.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm not making friends with these people after this, so it's not.
Well, that was my next question. Are we going to hang out with anyone?
So they can talk as much shit as they want. It doesn't matter, you know?
Dude, were you able to connect with at least Mark and Elena once you entered the jury house? I know that they were the closest people to you guys.
Yeah, no, I didn't mind talking over there.
But I love that.
Well, you see, I know you're close with Elena's mom. Are you guys going to hang out? Are you guys going to, like, double date?
We're having lunch on Friday, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're having lunch.
Surprise. While you guys are in LA, do you have any big plans? Like, are you going to show Cody all the sights?
Jessica's going to have to plan everything out.
Are you going to take him to Runyon? That's, like, a number one.
Honestly, just
you've
excited
been?
To go.
Yeah, I come out to LA. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
You know, where have I been?
Yeah.
I'm excited, like, to just, like, make a home-cooked meal and curl up in bed. Make a baby. Ring first. He always talks
Stop
about
it.
The baby first. You need a ring, and then we'll talk about
yeah,
baby.
When are we going to see? Are we going to ring shop
it.
While we're in
He's
LA?
Like so out of order.
You did just win $25,000. That could be a pretty.
Saying.
That's what everyone keeps bringing up. Jessica's, what she did is she preempted these images. She went and, all right, now you're going to ask about the ring. You're going to ask about marriage. You're going to ask about where she's what his plans are this week, how much he loves
his
me.
His dad right. did tell me today that we need to get married and start having kids soon because he's 32 and then he's
my parents are so old school. My parents had 4 kids by the time they were like 28.
That's what
how
he was
cute.
Saying. That's why that conversation happened, yeah.
One last thing I do want to ask you guys, which is one of my favorite live feed accounts on Twitter, Hamster Watch. Like, she was like, you have to ask this. So Matt and Raven had, you know, happy time, whatever, in the house. Afterward, I know. Afterwards, he was cleaning dishes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you know where I'm going. He was cleaning dishes, and he used the same towel to clean himself off and then continued to clean dishes with the towel.
Let's just get straight to the chase.
Yes.
Raven was giving him a blowjob, and then
thank you, Jess.
When she was done, he had to go clean it off of his stomach.
And then use the same towel.
Use the same towel to wash, to dry the dishes. Because when I got out of the house, I had seen the video. So we were both in the house when it happened.
So, like, you potentially had, like, special
Matt's kids in our system.
Yeah.
Gross.
He wants to block out that conversation.
I just had to ask. Awesome. Well, thank you, Jessica and Cody. I'm going to call you Jody for making time with the Big Time.